How about that, everybody? John Ondrazik, five for fighting in the house.
All right, guys. Why don't we start here? I'm 15 for a moment, caught in between 10, 20, and I'm just dreaming, counting the ways to where you are. I'm 22 for a moment, and she feels better than ever. We're on fire, making our way back from Mars. In 15, there's still time for you. Time to buy and time to lose. 15, there's never a wish better than this, when you only got 100 years to live. Woo! I'm 33 for a moment. I'm still the man, but you see, I'm there. Kid on the way, family on my mind. I'm 45 for a moment. The sea is high, and we're heading into a crisis, chasing the years of our lives. In 15, there's still time. Within a morning star. In 15, I'm alright with you. 15, there's never a wish better than this, when you only got 100 years to live. Now half time goes by, and suddenly you're wise. Another blink of an eye, 67's gone, the sun is getting high. We're moving on, we're moving on. I'm 99 for a moment. I'm dying for just another moment, and I'm just dreaming, counting the ways to where you are. In 15, there's still time for you. 22, I'm feeling too. 33, you're on your way, and every day's a new day. It's a new day now. It's a new day. There's never a wish better than this. Better than this. Better than. You only got 100 years to live. Da 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 da. Do 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 do. There you go. Good afternoon. Thanks, guys. I'm going over here. How was lunch? Lunch was good. You guys are spoiled. Let me tell you, I do a few of these in my day, and they're usually not like this kind of tiered arena seating. And usually lunch consists of 2-hour cold pizza and Sprite. No. But no, so let's give Star a little round of applause for hooking this whole thing. So we're going to play a few songs. This song actually realized one of my singer-songwriter fantasies. Obviously, the whole five for fighting thing is a hockey thing. I'm a big sports guy. I love all sports. It's a great time of year. We have football in full force. We got the baseball playoffs. Hockey season started. Basketball's around the corner, so I'm in a good mood. But as a songwriter, Seahawks have won a couple games, too. How about that? Yeah. Turning it around, Pete Carroll. As a songwriter, I've always wanted to have one of my songs in a sports film. And they don't make many sports films anymore. We all, you know...
We always want that kind of Brian song moment for one of our songs. And this year, I kind of realized that dream. This song was the end title of The Blind Side. You guys see The Blind Side? Yeah? Good. You know, it's funny about The Blind Side, because when they came to me for this song, Chances for The Blind Side, the song was actually in a different film at the time. And they said, you know, John, can we tell you about this Blind Side movie? We know you're a big sports maniac. And it's an independent film, very small budget. Not many people are probably going to see it. And I'm like, well, you know, I'll listen to you, but why would I necessarily want a song in a movie nobody's going to see? They're like, well, let us just tell you about it. It's about Michael Orr. It's a true story, very Heartland values. And they told me about the story of The Blind Side, and I fell in love with it. I thought the song fit perfectly. And lo and behold, it is now the biggest sports movie in history, right? Even more than Rocky, which just freaks me out. So that was very cool. So here is Chances. Chances are when said and done, who'll be the lucky ones who make it all the way? Though you say I could be your answer, well, nothing lasts forever, no matter how it feels today. And chances are we'll find a new equation. Chances roll away from me. Chances are all they hold to be. Don't get me wrong, I'd never say never. Though love can't change the weather, no act of God could pull me away from you. I'm just a realistic man, about a fear with shells and sand, afraid to look beyond what I could lose when it comes to you. And though I'd see us through, yes, and chances are we'll find two destinations. Chances roll away from me. Still, chances are more than expectations, but possibilities over me. Over me. An 8 to 5 with 2 to 1. Lay your money on the sun until you crash. What have you done? Is there a better bet than love? What you are is what you bring. You gotta cry before you sing. Chances. Chances. Chances are lost. Our hopes torn out pages. And maybe this time will be the combination. Chances won't escape from me. Chances are only what we make there, and all I need, and all I need, and all I need. And there's Chances. Thank you. Thanks, guys. So that was pretty cool, having that having that song do that. That song's on the new record, the Slice record. And the title track of the Slice record, a song called Slice, asks a simple question: are we more than just a slice of American pie? Looking at you here, many of you, of course, remember the classic song American Pie. She might not. What's your name? Sarah Jane. Sounds like a song. Sarah Jane. Now, Sarah Jane, let me tell you, there was a time when the whole country used to sing the same songs. When I was your age, how old are you? You're 10. Oh, my son is 10. His name's Johnny. He's cute. Yes, he is. You're very cute, too. Anyways, when I was 10 or 15 or 20, the whole country would sing the same songs, right? And whatever genre music didn't matter. If it was pop, it was Elton, Billy Joel. If it was R&B, it was Stevie Wonder and Prince. And if it was rock, it was AC/DC and REO Speedwagon. But whoever it was, we had these songs that kind of really caught our national consciousness. We kind of marked our lives by certain songs. First boyfriend, girlfriend, first marriage, second marriage, whatever it was. But this song asks a question, are we more than just a slice of American pie? Because obviously it's different now. There's many forms of content. You have cable, you have internet, you have video games. You know, for me it was music and sports. And this song asks that question, are we more than just American pie? Because I think we've lost a little bit about that. I had the pleasure of writing this song, Slice, with the great Americana singer-songwriter, a guy named Stephen Schwartz. Anybody know Stephen Schwartz? A few people are nodding. What's Stephen's claim to fame? Godspell. Yes, sir. Godspell was his first. Stephen wrote Godspell when he was in his early 20s. And as a young piano player, I played his songbook for many a year. He wrote Pippin. Some of you might remember Pippin, Corner of the Sky. And in his 60s, 7-8 years ago, he wrote this little musical some of you might have heard of called Wicked. And pretty amazing that he has those bookends for his career, Godspell and Wicked, right? But anyways, my daughter, who is 9 years old, has seen Wicked 12 times. My daughter loves Wicked. Olivia loves Wicked. And me and my wife take turns taking Olivia to see Wicked. We've seen Wicked in 5 cities, and the room is all Wicked. But taking Olivia to see Wicked, I looked down at the playbill one day, and I saw Stephen Schwartz's name, and I remembered, as a Godspell fan, Stephen's work, and I shot him a note, never expecting to hear from him, saying, dude, you're like, you rock, and thank you, basically. It was a little more eloquent than that. But he emailed me back, and he said, hey, man, I dig your songs, and I'm coming out to L.A. Why don't we hook up? So we met in a little coffee house in Encino Avenue in Los Angeles, and I told him about this Slice idea, and he embraced the idea. And he started talking about the music from the 60s, where music was very culturally active and politically active, and we have those songs that we still hear today. And he's like, I really want to work on this song. And I'm like, let's do it. And as the stereotype goes, the singer-songwriter's in the coffee house, he grabs a napkin, and he grabbed his pen, and that day he wrote, there was a time a long, long time ago, Chevys and Levis played on the radio. No cell phones, 20,000 lights, swaying on a Saturday night, all right. I thought that was good. I was impressed. I was a little intimidated, but I said, you know, Stephen, let me borrow that napkin. And I wrote that day. Can you imagine that slice of time? Rock and roll was young, people stood in line to hear music that played into their lives, that you could carry till the day you die. Hey man, sing me a song. When we were everyone, we were more than just a slice of American pie. Now have you read my blog today? 300 million little USAs. Your doorstep is just a click away. We'll get together one of these days. How can you be as nice as me? You're not from the same slice as me. Where do we go from here, my friends? Is this the way our story ends? And hey man, sing me a song. When we were everyone, we were more than just a slice of American pie. I can't stop singing along.
Can you join in? Come on, you're more than just a slice American pie. We're top-down lovers and it's Saturday night and the band is running and it feels so right. The moon's dancing and the stars are free. I caught your heart on a summer breeze. Whatever was or what's meant to be, our melodies, our memories. There was a time a long, long time ago, Chevys and Levis played on the radio. No cell phones, 20,000 lights swaying on a Saturday night. Alright,
that's right.
Hey man, sing me a song. When we were everyone, we were more than a slice of American pie. I can't stop singing along. Can you join in? Come on, we're more than just a slice American pie. Yeah, we're more than a slice. Yeah, we're more than a slice. We're more than just a slice American pie. Hope so. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Okay, now security is coming in, and all of you who are recording that for YouTube, I was watching you. You will all be now escorted out. It's funny with the whole new technology. It's like, as a performer, in a way it's good because you know whatever you're doing, it'll end up on the internet that night. I mean, I remember doing the telethon this year. Did the MDA telethon. And by the time I'd gotten from the stage to my dressing room, the performance was already on YouTube. So it's good because you have to always, you know, you can't really slouch it because out of the 1,000 performances, everyone's going to watch the bad one and make fun of you. So that's the new reality. Before I do the last song, sometimes we do a little Q&A. Some folks have questions about piano lessons for their kids or how horrible is the record business, or who's going to win the Super Bowl, or whatever it is. But if anybody has any questions, we can take that now. It's always hard to go first. Oh, very good. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I was wondering, chances, you said it was
going to
be on a different movie soundtrack, but was it
going to be? Oh, really? Okay. No videos. Remember the 2012 big blockbuster? For a while, it was tempting to that. Which, you know, as a songwriter, you know, you especially in this day and age, you're always looking for vehicles to expose your songs. And sometimes films can be that vehicle. And there's films that will have a massive audience, and that's great. And then there's also films that may not have that audience, but the song really fits. So depending on the song and the situation, you kind of make those calls. And I've been very fortunate to have my songs in some, you know, some really good movies, some not so good movies. But my songs tend to fit video and sentiment like that. So, but that one was great, and it's probably the only end title I've ever seen where people actually just don't leave. and that's not because of my song; it's because they show the pictures of Michael Orr and his family and all that kind of stuff. Any other questions? Yes, ma'am.
Do you ever sing a song that brings real emotion to you that's kind of hard to get it out?
That's a good question. Do I ever have songs that bring emotion or hard to get out? When I sang Superman at the concert for New York, I had to close my eyes because I was looking at all these kind of firefighters and folks who'd lost loved ones and crying and singing the songs. And there's certain times where you just have to put your head down. As far as personal songs, whenever I sing I Just Love You, which I wrote for my daughter, and my daughter basically wrote the chorus of, you know, she was 4 when she wrote that. So especially when she's in the audience, every time I sing that one, you know, she gets older and, you know, singing that when she's 25 is going to be really weird. But, you know, there's certain songs that are more sentimental to you. There are certain songs that you kind of just, you played them 4,000 times and you go through it. But yeah, there's times and situations too. You know, I've been, you know, fortunate to do a lot of charity work with some of these songs. And when you do that, you meet people who are facing serious challenges and
one reason I do the telethon. I have a friend, Augie Nieto, who has ALS, and 100 Years was kind of his song. And, you know, whenever I play that kind of around him or in those situations, it puts a new kind of perspective on it. So yes. Anything else?
You have quite the vocal range. Does it come naturally to you to sing in your high-pitched notes? Do you have to train your voice?
Vocal range. I love those Steve Perry singers growing up, Freddie Mercury. I've always kind of had the high stuff, but I spent 10 years taking voice study classically. A lot of those guys, a lot of people don't know this, all those rock singers from the 80s and 90s, many of them studied classically because, frankly, that's the only way you could survive doing that every night. So I did. I found the voice teachers to those guys, and I studied for 10 years. And you know, it's interesting. You learn, as a singer, you learn all the technique, and you learn how to hone your sound, and then at some point you have to forget everything you learned and realize that rock and roll is sung from the heart. But what that allows you to do is it allows you to sing every day. It allows you to get up at 5 in the morning and sing on national TV, and all that kind of stuff comes back around to help out. But yeah, I studied a lot, and a lot of singers out there, you'd be surprised how much they, you know, these big rock and roll guys who, you know, who don't necessarily seem to have that kind of work ethic. It's a craft, and you have to hone it, and you have to take care of your voice, and you have to take care of yourself, and sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. Any more questions? Yes?
Can you tell us about your project for the troops?
Oh, yeah, thank you for mentioning that. Yes, CD for the troops. If any military families or military folks here, we do a free CD every year for all active 1.5 million military. It's usually musicians, songwriters, many that you hear on Star, who give me their biggest hits, and we give them to the troops for free. We print up a couple of 100,000 copies that go over to Iraq and Afghanistan and military hospitals, and then we provide them for download on the Army Air Force Exchange website. And we do it every Thanksgiving, and it'll be coming again this Thanksgiving. So if you have a military family member, have them go to cdforthetroops.com. Last year we did a comedy CD, which was great. I mean, it was a lot harder than the music CDs because I had to do a lot of editing. Chris Rock took me 12 hours. Yeah. But it's funny. It's funny. And we had Dennis Miller, good guy, and Foxworthy, and Sandler, and as I said, Chris Rock's on there. That was great. But this year we went back to music, and we got Matchbox 20 and Matt Carney and Brandi Carlile, and Wynonna gave me a song, and there's always a Five for Fighting song on there, so thank you for asking. So just, you know, let the word out, and it's free, and it's a thank you, and it's a salute to our troops. Should we play Superman? Yeah? Guitar or piano, Superman? Piano. That's where I wrote it. That's where I'll play it.
Okay. Piano, Superman. Okay.
You know, Superman was a blessing. When I wrote Superman, I basically wrote the whole song in 45 minutes. And I'm like, okay, I can do this. It was among many other songs at the time, hundreds of other songs. But I didn't realize at the time how lucky I was with Superman. For example, 100 Years took about 3 months from there to the end. The Riddle took 6 months. Chances and Slice, again, 6-7 months to get it right. So Superman was a gift from somewhere. I can't stand to fly. I'm not that naive. I'm just out to find the better part of me. I'm more than a bird, more than a plane, more than some pretty face beside a train. And it's not easy to be me. Wish that I could cry, fall upon my knees, find a way to lie about a home I'll never see. It may sound absurd, don't be naive,
Even heroes have the right to bleed. I may be disturbed, won't you concede? Even heroes have the right to dream, and it's not easy to be me. And up and away from me now, it's alright. You can all sleep sound tonight. I'm not crazy or anything. I can't stand to fly. I'm not that naive. Man, one man to ride with clouds between their knees. I'm only a man, a phony red sheep, digging for kryptonite on this one-way street. Only a man, phony red sheep, looking for special things inside of me, inside of me, inside of me. Cause it's not easy to be me now.
Thanks for coming out, guys. Thank you.
John Ondrazik, 5 for Fighting, everybody. New CD is called Slice. Go out and pick up about 5 copies each. 5?